Okay, what's the third answer? One more time. So the third answer is Vodi Shlomar, right? So Tosos' last answer was Vodi Shlomar. He says, Hadakam Ralio Ukudvar Chasisi, Blow Sha Amar Lokash Baruch. It's not that God told him, there was no Nevuah there. Rather, what happened? Ela Mikrahaya Doresh. Rather, okay, there's a Pasuk. And the verse says, Goy Ukahal Goyim Yemi Mecca. Right? Remember that Pasuk, right? Okay. Barinan, now what does that mean, right? Asidin Banecha Lasos Kamai Sanachrim. So they learn out, there was some idea that they learn out from there that's fixed in the system that in the future, right, your sons, meaning B'nai Yisrael, will do the actions of non-Jews. Now, what is the halachic expression of Maisa Nachrim? Perush Lishcha B'chutz. A lot of layers there. Lishcha B'chutz. So how do they know? So here, so this is saying that the idea of the idea of Shechita B'chutz, which I'm going to say means Hara Shah, existed en potentia in the system. I mean, it was there. Like, if you wanted a scroll, you would see, we know this to be the case. It wasn't written down because it's Torah Shabbat. You understand what I mean? Right? But what happened? But it was never you. It was never executed until, right? Vani maskim al yado, right? Until what happens? Eliyahu comes along, right? And he says, "This is what needs to be done." Ulufi shahaya navi muchzak some kol love shalav nemar mikrazet. So that answers the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In other words, why do they listen to Eliyahu? Because again, he does have to be muchzak here. You can't just be. I mean, I didn't take this up. It's an interesting question. Now I think about it. Why does a navi have to be muchzak in order to be the one who now applies the drush to halachic reality? You understand? In other words, what do we know? We know factually that that there is something in the system that tells us that Hara Shah is a legal mechanism, right? It's just that we just don't know when it's going to be actualized or executed. Eliyahu comes along and says it's to be executed now, right? And he's saying some cool love, right? Why do they trust him? Why are they relying on it? Because he's a muchzak. Meaning, it's the fact that he was muchzak that allowed this drush, or the execution of the drush, to be accepted. Not that Shechita B'chutz is mutter, but rather,
that's his point.
Right. He's saying that. So then, when Eliyahu comes along, and Eliyahu says, "Okay, now is the time to turn the switch on. Now we're going to activate Hara Shah. We're going to do Shechita B'chutz, which now activates Hara Shah." Okay. Again, they knew about this pasuk, and they knew if they knew in the future there was going to be a Shechita B'chutz, that means they knew in the future there was going to be Hara Shah coming to existence. They had to know that. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me just plug it in first. Okay. I'm not as fast as you. So now the Gemara in Sanhedrin that makes a lot of sense, because Eliyahu has to be muchzak in order for them to agree that he's the guy to go ahead and say that this drush works. I'd be curious to explore, maybe not now, but I'd be curious to explore why. I don't know. It's a good question. Hold on. But now the question, what about Yevamos? Now in Yevamos says Migdar Milsa, right? Migdar Milsa. Right. At the function of a Hara Shah is Migdar Milsa.
Right.
So when Eliyahu says this is a Har Carmel, and now they listen to him because he's Mukzak, but he's also introducing Hara Shah as Migdar Milsa. So what's your question? But two and three share in common one thing. Tosos is saying the very notion of having a Rosh Hashanah as a natural part of the legal system is just very difficult to understand. Either you're going to say that God, it was a mechadish by God, or you're going to say no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted it in the legal system, but waited only at a certain point in time for it to be activated. But that's beautiful to put it that way, according to Tosos. Right, Tosos would say that what happens, the Torah says he loved Tishmuk, right? But again, remember, love Tishmuk in general means you listen to the Navi. Okay, now there's another layer that's going to come about. Now, God plants in the system, so to speak, right, that there's going to be a Rasha, right? Then when Eliyahu activates a Rasha, now a Lot Tishmun is expanded as a natural result of that. I mean, it's a wider umbrella. Okay.
Now it's not a problem even.
In other words, we have this Pasuk in the Torah, all right? Okay. So now the Pasuk tells you in the future, right, there's going to be Maisa Nachra, okay, which means Shechita B'chutz. But how can you Shechita B'chutz? It's awesome.
Right.
Okay, now you have one of two possibilities, right? Either you're going to say, now, I don't think you're not saying this. You're not saying that Hara Shah exists as an actualized legal code, right? You're not saying that.
I thought so.
You were saying that. But then you're gonna have a problem. Then what are you in Nevuah for to tell you that they're gonna at this moment he could do Shechita B'chutz? Because if Hara Shah already exists, then a Navi can do whatever he wants to.
No, you
don't need a Nevuah for that. You don't need the Torah to tell you that.
No, I'm saying that this pasuk is telling you that institution exists.
Fine.
If not for this pasuk.
But when you say that it exists, does that mean
a Beis Din can come along before?
Before Eliyahu, I don't think Tosfos is reading. How do you read that in Tosfos?
Also,
is that it's not that God is like a, you know, in other words, it minimizes the importance of the Navi, meaning that really this was in the abstract a legal concept, right? It was, they knew about it. Chazal knew about this idea of a Rasha. They knew about it, right? There just was no mechanism to execute a Rasha. You understand? It's introduction, meaning you needed someone. Okay, a Dayan can never do this. A Dayan couldn't. I don't know why. It's a good question. Why not? But I'm saying axiomatically, a Dayan can't do this. He
That's
can't.
What I'm
what?
That's what I'm avoiding.
I know, but then you have a funny problem, according to you. A, it doesn't fit in Tosos. I don't think.
I think it fits beautiful.
I don't. The key thing here is like this. This avoids Navi. The reason why I like this is this avoids Navi Mechadish Dabar completely. He's not Mechadish anything. Right? So you don't have to worry about that. No. Careful. He's not Mechadish. He's actualizing that which exists in Potentia. So I would argue that's the most minimal. I mean, there's nothing legally speaking that he's doing. This already existed.
But he's creating it.
No. That's the second answer.
That
second
word
answer
is so funny. What does it mean? He's actualizing.
That's, I'm being careful for a reason. I'm saying is that if the Torah says this is what exists, but we just don't have the mechanism to now employ it. Now this, but you have it. But notice the Torah itself is giving you like a prophecy. It's saying in the future this is what's going to happen.
It's going to actualize it. How does that work?
The Rambam is going to say Rasha is a natural part of the system itself. Tosos can't tolerate such an idea. He says it's impossible. Because you're suspending a lacha. You can't suspend a lacha. It's a law. You're proving my point. It shows you, Tosos is saying Rasha is so strange, right? It's a strange phenomenon. So it shows you what reflects how bizarre it is. You see that the Torah says, yeah, we have such an idea, but it's only when the bris is in this ultimate danger in the future, that's when this can come into existence. Like you need, in fact, that's going back to what I was saying before. You need B'nai Yisrael to act in a certain way to bring this about.
Would you say that's what we could use?
Except for one problem. Who can know that the bris is in danger? No. So that's what he's saying here. Yes, because that's what happened. You're right. No, you're right. What? It seems like at this point, you needed Eliyahu to know. He knew. He understood that this is the point to use it. Let me ask you a question. We're forgetting that other part. It's not just that he's bringing Rosh Hashanah into existence. What does he bring with it? What else is he doing at the same time? Eish, right? He's realizing this is the point where if we're going to employ this, we'll have the maximum effect. I would argue that's why it's the paradigm. It has the greatest effect of B'nai Yisrael. It's a good, now again, I keep asking, I said it's a valid question. What is it about the Navi that he's the one to now, that's a good question. That's a very good question. I'm not sure, I got to think about that. It's not a question in the thing. It's just a very good question. But at the end of the day, but that's what I think Tosos is saying. He's saying that what happens here, it's not that Eliyahu is creating a new halacha through Nevuah. No! In other words, his ingenuity, again, it was a Navi, was that he understood that this is the time where this has to take place. Right? So he's bringing this, now that he does this, now Hora Hashah becomes part of the legal code. Fixed in the system. And then you can extrapolate it to everything else. It's not a SAR issue, which is very fascinating. You could theoretically have posited that a consequence of Eliyahu, right, was that, what? That he breaks the glass, and then what does he do with the Hora Hashah? He puts it back in. You know what I mean? Like it was the one moment in time. But I'm saying you could conceive of that as a theoretical possibility. But that's the point. I think the point is that, and that's what I want to say before. In other words, this need to be a part of the legal system. Why not?
Because if he would do that, then that just means that it is already in the system, and he's just using.
Almost like saying by demonstrating that a Hora Hashah is a phenomenon. What is that? What's the effect of Hora Hashah being in the system have on Klal Yisrael? The knowledge that Beis Din can do whatever they want, right? What does that do? What's the effect of that? The impact on people if they know that's the case? It's always going to make sure that they're in line. That's a beautiful proof. It's like Shechita and Mrs. Luis Bars, etc. Ari Biklot, meaning they existed. Were they part of the legal code? Yes. Right? But without being in Eretz Yisrael, the condition of being in Eretz Yisrael allowed these laws to now go from being purely abstract to now actualize. No, right, exactly. It's not, no, he's right. It's not, that's where Tosos, again, that's why his third answer sits in between the second and first, in a sense. Because what he's saying is that it's not a legal mechanism.
Something legal going on.
But, no. The effect is legal from that point on. How he brought it about, he had to be a Navi. He had to have certain information.
What?
In fact, you could even argue, again, I'm building off that idea like about after the ego. In other words, once the fact that Harasha had to be used demonstrates a complete shift in B'nai Yisrael's relation with the mitzvos. There's a fact that you need a Harasha shows you that B'nai Yisrael have stooped to a lower level. That now, and that's one point I want to add. I don't know if I mentioned Shavuos here. See, there's two ways you can look at mitzvos. I don't want to be so binary, but there's normally you look at mitzvos as laws, which they are. But we know that mitzvos, what's a deeper idea what a mitzvah is? What does a mitzvah do? No. Say, what's the mechanism? What do they do to the gavra? They are vehicles, right? They're vehicles to, again, perfection. That's the only philosophical term I use, perfection, right? So if that's true, if that's the engine of a mitzvah, so to speak, so think about it, right? Think about it. What, right? Cause is fine. If that's true, what happens, right, when, let's say, the people themselves, right, these things are no longer functioning in such a way? Right. That's why a Rosh Hashanah can exist. So what I was, right, exactly. Right. That's why I'm saying you can have something like a Rosh Hashanah. That's why I'd argue the Rambam. Could we talk about the Rambam for a little bit? I'm just saying, like, so according to Tosfos, so there's a lot of Nafkaminas, right? According to Tosfos, right? And at least in Genesis 2 and 3, what generates the ability for Beis Din to go ahead and use a Rosh Hashanah? Nothing. But now if that's true, now let's go back to the Rambam for a second. Let's go back to the Hagdama. Okay. Let's go back to the Hagdama for a second. Yeah, because what does he say about that Dhamma, right? Tell me now when we read those words if you see it a little bit differently. He says like this. He says, when the Navi establishes credentials, and he becomes very well known, Yesh lo'oso Navi, lasos b'mitzvos maisim she'en shun adam zuloso rashay lasosam. So first he says, the Navi acquires a skill set that no other person has, okay? Kamo Jazbir. And what is that? Harasha. But one second. That's not true. Other people have that, don't they? So when he says later on, "Aval nasena achshav bilvad kederach she'osim beizdin b'rasha," how do you read that in the Rambam? That the Navi says, "What am I going to do? I'm gonna engage in a rasha, right? Like beizdin does." What do you think the Rambam is saying there? First of all, Rambam says that the Navi, he acquires a skill that no other man has. That's a lie, because Dayanim had this according to the Rambam, right? And then he says, "What does he say?" He says, not that he's, this isn't a permanent thing. Rather, we should do this now like the way Beis Din does in a Rosh Hashanah. Either you're going to say that he's a Dayan, but without making Ezra's face, that's difficult to say, that he's really a Dayan with, like, I don't think the Rambam is going to say that. But what the Rambam is going to say is that, what? Is that this power, when he says, Iker Torah Shebaal Peh, this ability naturally exists within Sanhedrin.
Every single ability exists in Sanhedrin.
Agreed. So it's a chiddush to come along and say that what? That this guy can come along and do this. The Rambam I'm saying, right, you're extending it, you're expanding, you're including this type of guy, right? That's a huge chiddush. So notice how, to me, it's a beautiful machlokas. Whereas Tosfos would say, in Answers 2 and 3, that the Navi's koveya, in quotes, harasha, and then Sanhedrin emerges from that, whereas Rambam says no. Rambam says that legally speaking, this is always in the hands of Sanhedrin. And the Navi's, I hate to use the word exception, but he's the exception. He's a chiddush. That you can have an individual that comes along for no reason on his own should be able to do this. Other than the fact that the Rambam says, people know about him. People know about the guy, and he's established himself as credentials of being a Navi. He can take part in that as well. That's a huge chiddush. He says, that's what it means when the Gemara says, B'chol asher yomar lecha navi, right? Overal divrei Torah, shamalo chus mevorazar, right? Now, where does that come from? How does the Rambam know this? How does the Rambam know you should listen to navi? Where does he get that from? He left Tishmun. That he's going to learn left Tishmun. He's learning left Tishmun is a huge chiddush. He's saying the navi wades into the legal system, so to speak, right? You have to listen to him. But it can't be a natural, that's why you need a pasuk for it. It can't naturally emerge from Sanhedrin. You need a pasuk to teach that to you.
What do you mean? Why can't naturally emerge?
Point. That's another good point. Which is that in Tosfos' first answer, so we want to posit that, how could Eliyahu do this? How's Tosfos categorizing? He's saying that Eliyahu is functioning both as a Dayan and as a Navi, right? And that fits into his first answer. But the Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam's not saying that the Navi is functioning as a Dayan. He's saying the Navi is functioning as a Navi. It's just that his abilities, so to speak, or the mechanism he's borrowing, so to speak, from Sanhedrin, meaning that they're the real ones who can do a Rosh Hashanah. The chiddush is that he could do it as well.
Right.
Very good, Weiss. In other words, according to Tosfos is going to say the only way you can extrapolate from the episode of Har Carmel to Sanhedrin is that Eliyahu functioned as a Dayan.
Right.
But Rambam's not worried about that.
Right.
Because there's no extrapolation needed. By the way, also, you realize you read the Gemara differently. The Gemara has two Migdar Milsas, right? It has a Migdar Milsa of Eliyahu,
yeah,
and it has a Migdar Milsa of Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Of San, right? Why do you need both? Can we ask that question? I gave you guys the Ramban, right? No, not the Ramban, sorry. No. Oh, yeah. No, one second. Give me a second. Was it the Ramban?
Yeah.
The Ramban, right.
Number 18.
Okay, yeah. So what do you need that for? And then I'm asking another question. When you learn that last case, I don't know if you mentioned that already, last case in the Gemara, how would you explain the mechanism? What's that when Sanhedrin comes along and says, we're going to give Malkus to the guy having Bia, right? So I asked you guys, I think I asked you last time. In other words, does that mean they're giving the guy Malkus?
No.
They're not. And that's why the Gemara is so emphatic. It's not a matir that normally you can only give Malkus for this case, right? But here there's a matir. No. That's not what's happening. This is a Malkus. It's not Malkus. It's a Mises Yug. Right? The action itself has a different halakha character. It's a fascinating idea. Every time they act in such a way, it all has that character of being an act of Syug. I'm halakhifying Syug. It's not just simply an anticipatory idea, which is an issue d'rabbanan. It's even reactionary, where the act of punishing itself can have the character being siyug. That he's right. In other words, if I only had Sanhedrin, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't just have the last case. You're going to need Elio.
Right.
Okay, but the question is, well, if I just had Elio,
then why would I need it?
I hear that. I said a little bit different, but not that different. In other words, I was saying that if you just had the case of Elio, you could say the case of Elio teaches you that it was literally a temporary Hora Hashah. You understand? Okay.
Meaning not even a mechanism in the system.
Right. Get it? Temporary. You laughed a little later, though. Okay. It's okay. But I was looking a different way. I mean, because maybe you could say that if you just said Eliyahu Bar Carmel, so what would you think? You would think that what's he doing? It's similar, but he's mottering it. As you can learn out, he's mottering it. That he's just mottering the Shechita B'chutz. Right, I mean that's the mechanism. It's a matir. Really, Shkita was his usher, but I'm matiring it now.
Yeah.
But you see that what Sanhedrin does, that can't be learned as a matir. That's what the Gemara says. They're over. Da da da. It's not over. Not over. It's a Mises Yug. But you need the first case because you have to show that it's you have to have the institution of Navi. You need that. In other words, if you just had Sanhedrin alone. But I'm saying if you just had the case of Elio, you might deduce that the mechanism. It's a matir. Right. The mechanism's a matir. Right. There's two ways you can learn a Rosh Hashanah. You can learn a Rosh Hashanah saying that really this is normally Asr,
right,
and right now it's Mutter. Okay,
right.
That's what I'm
going
to
look at. So somehow Beis is teaching us that's not the way to learn.
Right. What I'm saying is that but Beis is coming along and saying that's not the way. Well, doesn't the language bear it out? It says lo lavral divrei Torah, right? Now, what do you mean lo lavral divrei Torah? Ella lasos yagla Torah. I'm learning that to mean that when the Gemara says lo lavral divrei Torah, what that means to say is that you would think that what are they doing? They're operating within the halachic system, and they're saying that what? That really, that normally speaking, this guy will not be chayv in the onus shaskila. We're saying this guy's chayv in onus shaskila.
I
think is good. Tosos will say, ultimately Tosos will say that Sanhedrin is a tool or an actor. I think it's a very good way to put it. Granted, they have the greatest powers of any actor, but that's what they are. There's a legal system, and they have a role to play. Okay, they have a role to play. But right, and I think it works on all the positions of Tosfos. Right. But the question, according to the Rambam, right, what does it mean? And he says they're Ikra Toshua Pen. I know what you're saying. Like, it's like you can't separate Sanhedrin from Halacha. Like, they're one and the same. By the way, I would argue the Gemara is clearly, in my opinion, the Gemara is clearly endorsed the Rambam's opinion over Tosfos. Because you see over and over again, what is the Gemara's worried about? How are people supposed to see Sanhedrin? Now, I'd say more than just being the most powerful. Right. So see them as.
So maybe that points to the fact that we're not on the same.
It's seen now that God gave over Torah Shabbat Peh. Part of giving you Torah Shabbat wasn't just the information Torah Shabbat Peh. It was this. This idea.
That explains very nicely why, like, when they paskin one way, that's how everyone has to go.
Yeah.
Wait, so
what did
you say Tosos again?
According to Tosos, Sanhedrin's a tool, right? And what Hara Shah then introduces is that this tool is able to, the most powerful tool, to the point where in certain instances they're able to go ahead and edit the system.
Leave the system.
Right, but that didn't come from them. You know what I mean? It's not built into who they are.
What's the practice? What can Sanhedrin do?
But where's the Rambam saying what? The Rambam saying, I like the way you're putting it. The Rambam saying that Sanhedrin exists. Of course, they are part of the halachic system because that's the mandate comes from the halachic system. But you're saying that they cut. What do you mean the halachic system? So how do they work? So they're in a sense above the system. Meaning, what are they doing? They have the power to go ahead and edit and direct and maintain the system as they see fit.
Pull all the strings.
Pull all the strings, right? Because what they're doing is they're ensuring that the system operates. That's their responsibility.
So do they have any limit?
That's why the Rambam emphasizes so much in that perek how far they can go. Because he's trying to show you is that, again, it's all based on what? But I think, you're right, but remember, I'm not denying this power, but remember, when it comes to, let's not lose sight of one thing, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's easy to glorify this power, but we understand what's the motivation to use the power. We can't forget about that. Like the Rambam says, it's l'chazek das, or ma'isa syag, meaning for them to be able to act in such a way, it has to have the character of ma'isa syag. It would be a serious problem if they went ahead and said, we're just going to stomp kill people. Okay, now of course you're going to say,
they couldn't do that because they're not Sanhedrin, because they're Dayanim, because they're
Chacham. I get it. Okay. Three. In fact, that's why Horah Shah, even according to the Rambam, who wants to keep the Nevi'im out, so to speak, it's a natural derived power, you still only use Horah Shah because what's happening? He agrees with this. Yeah, exactly. It's not like Basin just uses it. It's that they see there's a systemic danger.
It was the most perfect system created, so it almost never needs to change.
Exactly. Takana is a beautiful again proof. But I'm saying it makes sense in the Rambam because what are they always doing? Their job is to make sure that the halakha system is maintained properly. Right. So they anticipate people acting a certain way, and those actions can lead to violence or any
sort. Like there's like uncommon edits which they barely ever do because they don't need to do such drastic changes.
Right, right. This is different. This is where the very system is in danger. But it's a natural part of their responsibility.
Fascinating.